You're listening to the Forefront Church Sermon Podcast. Forefront Church is a progressive Christian community more interested in asking good questions than having all the right answers. Thanks for listening.
I put the heels on, so let me adjust this. I love that. Pumps and praise, mama. So our topic today is this radical unraveling of vocation. I happen to know a thing or two about that. Did anybody experience some pretty significant life change as a result of the pandemic? Probably we all did on some level, right? Vocational change maybe as well. Yeah. That was me for sure. Prior to pandemic, I worked in nonprofit for about 15 years doing communications and fundraising and various like theater and in animal welfare and things like that. And it was great. You know, I loved what I did. I loved the missions I was connected to. But I always had my hand in about 18 other pots. I had a lot of hobbies, and prior to pandemic, it was actually Halloween of 2019 was the first time I put myself in drag, and unfortunately, those pictures are on the internet if you search hard enough. But it was so fun. It was so liberating. Halloween is a great time. There's a lot of Halloween queens, right? Like that's just a whole thing. Every Halloween, a new queen is born, kind of thing. And because it's safe, right? Like it's a safe time to go out and explore with some of that stuff. And I had a great time. I went to a couple house parties after that in drag when I could. But the thing is, I was too busy. You know, I had a full-time job, and I never imagined drag as a career for me, and that's not entirely true, as we'll see, but I just didn't have the time. You know, it was a thing. I was like, oh, well, I guess this is just another hobby I'll add to the very long list. And lo and behold, you know, come March of 2020, we all were hanging out at home all the time, and suddenly I did have the time. And so while a lot of you were probably messing around with sourdough starters, or, I don't know, watching Tiger King. I can't lie, I watched Tiger King. I was also watching hours and hours of YouTube makeup tutorials and just hanging out in my bedroom, painting my face, having a gay old time, just by myself. And we started in our house. My husband and I were living with another couple friends of ours at the time, and we did what a lot of artists did during pandemic, which was to start a live stream, a weekly live stream. And we did cover songs and just chatted and had a good time. And I started showing up to those in drag, and it just snowballed from there. And before I knew it, you know, I'd had a couple viral videos happen on TikTok. So like suddenly Flamey Grant was like in other people's feeds, and that was exciting and weird, and didn't know what to do with it at first until I realized that, the way I realized it was actually the church I was a part of at the time. My pastor, Pastor Kate, asked me to give the message one Sunday in drag, and I was like, I don't know exactly what that looks like. I have never seen that modeled for me. I have now. There's actually quite a few drag artists who preach and give sermons and do that sort of thing, but I did it that Sunday, and what happened was I made a TikTok video to practice, and this was back when TikTok was still just only 60 seconds, and so I crammed as much into the 60 seconds as I could, and I was like, okay, cool, yeah, like while painting my face, you know, giving a little mini sermon, and I was like, okay, I think I know what this will look like now. I can do it, and I posted the video, and I went to bed, and woke up the next morning, and it was the first time I'd ever had anything go viral, and just comment after comment after comment of people saying, oh my gosh, this makes me feel seen, it makes me feel safe, and as I mentioned earlier, I'm an Enneagram 8, and if you say that to an Enneagram 8, we're going to be like, yes, I that's my calling. That is my purpose, to make people feel seen and safe. And from that moment on, it was just kind of like the skies opened up, and I was like, this is it. I'm almost 40 years old at this point, and have just kind of been ambling through life. And a lot of that had to do with the fact that I was queer and grew up in the South, in the Bible Belt, and in a really fundamentalist part of the Christian culture. And so I've just always been a late bloomer because of that journey of self-discovery was so stunted, which I'm sure I don't have to go into a lot of detail here. I'm sure a lot of you know exactly what that journey is like and that process is like. But drag just unlocked so much for me. It gave me a window into myself, my inner child, gave me a way to reconnect with the kid who got in trouble for getting into my mom's makeup or pulling her heels out of her closet. And just let that kid know that all of those impulses and those instincts that you had growing up are okay and good and part of you and not something that you needed to feel all that shame that was heaped upon you for years for. So from there, it was just kind of a snowball, and I think my husband will attest to how quickly that snowball just started rolling down the hill. And before we knew it, we were both quitting our jobs in San Diego and moving back to Asheville, North Carolina, where we live now. And now I do this full time. And that was my radical unraveling of a vocation. And I think it just is, thank you. I think it was just for the first time feeling like I had a vision of something for myself that was really specific. And I had just not, nonprofit work was great, and I liked it. Like I said, I was connected to the mission. I love animals. I loved the animal welfare organization I worked for, but I didn't see that question of where do you see yourself in 5 years? I was always just like, I don't know. Like, I guess the next job up from mine, I was never driven to that. And then getting that glimpse of me being able to provide something to the world that helps people feel seen and safe, it's like, that gives me all I need. Like, that's just the beacon in the future. So that's kind of what happened and how we got to here, and why I'm now a songwriter in drag. I have been writing songs my whole life. That's one of the many hobbies that I have done, and so it was really cool to be able to bring the drag and the music together. And I'm gonna now sing for you a couple songs. The first one, this is actually gonna be on a new record that I just recorded last week in Nashville, and will probably come out late summer. But I am a planner when I'm looking at a record. I kind of know, like, I know what the first song's gonna be, I know what the last song's gonna be, I know what I wanna sing about, it's all very thematic. And then sometimes what happened with this song, you know, you sit down and you're looking at your list and you're like, okay, I need to write the song about this topic and this thing and that. And then you just start writing and something else happens entirely. And so my muse decided on that day that I needed a country song about my favorite Bible verse, which was not on the list. But it exists now and it will be on the record. And this is called Old Religion. And the Bible verse is Micah 6:8. Which has long been my Facebook status when it comes to the religion question on Facebook. So, I want to do justly and see everyone succeed. I want to love my neighbor like I love myself, and that's a lot of love indeed. Pursuing happiness, that good life and liberty. When justice rolls like a river, we'll know everybody's free. I want to love mercy, yeah, I want to lay it on real thick. There's so much fear and judgment, we need some mercy double quick. Let's spread that righteous, real compassion countrywide. In a world that can be so unkind, let mercy be my guide. Hey, little
swing open and the weary find their rest. I want to walk humbly with the God who speaks to me. There will never be a single faith where everyone agrees. I may not know it all, but I reckon that's alright. I don't need every answer, just a simple guiding light. Hey, little ancient wisdom in the here and now. Some of that old religion, not obsessed with power. Give me that good tradition where the meek are blessed. Prison gates swing open and the weary find their rest. Now, sadly, some will use your faith to build a fear machine. They'll try to start a holy war, even though there's no such thing. Those power hungry men will call you wimpy, weak. But the humble, just, and merciful are the strongest that I know. Hey, little ancient wisdom in the here and now. Some of that old religion, not obsessed with power. Give me that good tradition where the meek are blessed. The prison gates swing open and the weary find their rest. A little ancient wisdom in the here and now. Some of that old religion, not obsessed with power. Give me that good tradition where the meek are blessed. The prison gates swing open and the weary find their rest. Prison gates swing open and the weary find their rest. Let's swing those prison gates wide open. Let the weary find their rest.
Thank you. Wow, thanks. Okay. I gotta say, I don't think I expected a standing O for a country song in New York City, so work. I love it. Thank you. Thank you so much. I mentioned that for me, drag really started as inner child work, and I mean that. I never imagined that I'd be doing what I'm doing as a career. It was just like, it felt good. That's what happened. It felt good to do this and to look in the mirror and to have that conversation with my younger self. And I think that's the magic of art, of drag, of being authentic and being vulnerable and real, all of that. When that alchemy like happens, then other people can appreciate and experience the exact same gift that you're giving to yourself, like it becomes a gift that you give to the world.
Thanks for listening to the Forefront Sermon Podcast. To learn more about Forefront and how we're ushering in the next 500 years of Christianity, visit forefrontchurch.com.